We're going to have another interesting conversation now with Dr. Rob Congdon. He covers the European Union for us, that region of the world significant in end time prophecy. And without fail, we always talk about politics setting the stage for the prophetic to be fulfilled. Rob, I hope you're feeling better. I know your voice was pretty rough last week, as was mine. I guess both are on the mend somewhat. But let's talk about the European Union and Israel because of the fact that in end-time scenarios found in God's Word, there's going to be a connection between the revived Roman Empire and the Jewish state. Now, the European Union today making statements that Israel will face an increase in isolation if they fail in the peace process with the Palestinians. There has been some uproar in Israel that John Kerry was putting too much type of pressure on the Israelis to come to this peace process conclusion or resolution. Looks like the European Union's chiming in with John Kerry. Why all of this pressure on the Israelis and not so much on the Palestinians?
Well, I think it's a recognition by the EU, and the EU ambassador has been one who's been pressing very hard, is the idea that I think the reality is they're facing the fact that Palestinians won't give in anything. So the only way to move forward is to pressure Israel, recognizing that Israel has a sense of fairness, a sense of trying to have peace. They're trying to twist their arm and force them into doing things that may be against, certainly is against Israel's better judgment. But I think they're looking at who's workable, if you will, in the situation. Who do they have the leverage on? And in their EU's view, the leverage they can apply is to Israel more than the Palestinians.
Yeah, and I tell you what, the Israelis are reacting to the European Union pressure as well. The defense minister, Yair Alon, making the statement, hey, if we don't come to a conclusion or a resolution on this peace process, we're going to be able to make it anyway. This is very interesting report to me that many of the members of the European Union Parliament have received a number of emails, I think a number up around 41,000 emails, against a gay rights decision, making the opportunity for gays to have all the rights of everyone else. I mean, the reaction is quite interesting.
It is. Certainly reflects that many of the people of Europe are not behind this resolution of giving rights to lesbians, gays, bisexuals, trans, you name it. The 41,000 emails expressing that. Last summer, there was a similar campaign that brought 700,000 signatures. The catch is the MPs don't seem to want to listen, and that's pretty characteristic of the EU. The leadership, the members of the European Parliament tend to move forward in the direction they think is best, always trying to, quote, protect fundamental rights of any minority they can think of, and as a consequence, they tend to ignore the mass views. 10 times the EU has rejected this resolution to forward, if you will, the rights of the lesbians, etc. This time they passed a resolution in favor of it. But it shows the real division in Europe over the view, and I think it just keeps reflecting the European Union just as somewhat isolated from the people of the Union itself.
Very, very interesting development there. In Hungary, I see that we see the Russians raising their heads once again. They have been a key player over in the Ukraine, that activity that's unfolding almost to the extent of a civil war there in the Ukraine. But now Hungary, members of the parliament, are agreeing and setting up an arrangement with the Russians for a nuclear deal, and the rest of the European Union is not happy about this.
No, they aren't, because they're recognizing not only is this a growing influence of Russia back into some of what were the former satellite countries, but they're kind of looking around and recognizing there's an unrest in much of Europe. Bosnia has demonstrations now going on. Ukraine continues in its demonstrations. And now here in Hungary, we have public opinion is really divided over whether they should even have nuclear energy. Yet Russia is making a deal. It looks like Russia is, in some small ways, trying to rebuild the old USSR, or at least to influence those nations and to pull them away from their sense of drawing near to the European Union. So it's an ongoing tug of war between influence of Russia versus the influence of the European Union.
That is quite an interesting struggle that we need to continue to watch over and watch how all of this is coming together. Well, one final thought with you, Rob. The European Union leadership is going to be changing here pretty shortly. And one of your old favorites, Juncker, I think, is that how you pronounce his name anyway? He seems to be emerging as the center-right candidate.
Yes, I have for a long time said keep watching Juncker in the EU. I've always said that he's one of the men that when he speaks, everybody stops and listens to him. He has been a very successful prime minister of Luxembourg. He has been involved in the Eurogroup since its beginning in 2004. He's the longest-serving prime minister in Europe. Very influential man, not only in Luxembourg, the small country there, but a very key country in the European Union, but a real influence throughout Europe. Now it appears that perhaps even German Chancellor Merkel is starting to get behind him. So I have long said this would be probably the next head of the European Union Commission. Again, that's the most powerful element of the European Union. So we'll keep watching. A lot can happen, but this is pretty much where I've seen it going for a long time.
Well, could he indeed be a candidate for what the European Union leadership has called for when they call for a supra president, one leader of the European Union?
I certainly think he could be a candidate. I think ultimately the Commission president and the EU president will unite as a single office. Therefore, if Juncker became the Commission president, he'd be right in line for that eventual union into a single position. He could be there. We'll just have to watch and see.
And that supra president, is that not a end-time scenario found in God's word?
Could well be. We expect to see ultimately a power arise from the European Union that we know will ultimately become the Antichrist.
Wow. Again, reports from Dr. Rob Congdon seemingly setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Rob, thank you so very much for this report, dear brother. We'll talk again next week.
We'll look forward to it. Lord bless.